Another trailblazer in Australian road safety was Dr. John Lane, also a medical doctor. A former chairman of the Victorian Road Safety Authority, Dr. Peter Vulcan, recalls.
Dr. John Lane was important in my life and probably in the life of a number of other road safety research people. He was Director of Aviation Medicine. He'd actually served in the Royal Australian Air Force as a medico up in New Guinea, and he founded the aviation medicine branch of the Department of Civil Aviation. I guess it must have been in 1945. His primary job, of course, was screening of pilots for medical conditions, but he became interested in promoting crashworthiness of aircraft. In fact, he's attributed as having invented the word crashworthiness, meaning ability to protect in a crash. He was also the medical monitor for the United States Project Mercury, which involved astronauts circling the globe, and he was responsible for monitoring their medical signs as they passed over Australia. And in the case if communications with the US broke down, he was solely responsible for making the decision to bring them down out of orbit if necessary. The road safety spin-off of that was that John was able to go to the States before and after each of the launches and was able to bring back to Australia a huge pile of road safety literature. And when I got interested in crash protection, both for aircraft and on the road, in the mid-60s, the best source in Australia was a filing cabinet full of literature in John Lane's office.
By 1959, road safety had become a pressing social issue, and the Senate set up a select committee of inquiry into road safety in Australia and heard from a number of experts.
John Lane appeared at that Senate inquiry, and he brought in with him William Haddon's Matrix. And at that inquiry, he absolutely astonished the senators because they were still thinking in terms of enforcement. They were still thinking about regulations and rules. And here was a man who was saying, no, this is a public health problem, and it has to be approached in the same way as any major public health issue. That is, that there's an epidemic going on here, and that we have to look at the various causes, the various factors. We have to look at the survivability rates of vehicles, the conditions on the road. We have to look at the driver. We have to look at so many other factors here. But it is doable. It's doable scientifically, and that's an approach that started to come in the 1960s in Australia about road safety.
In the 1950s, interest in road safety had also been growing in the United States. By this time, Uta Haven had set up an automotive crash injury research program at Cornell University Medical College in New York. Professor Jack McLean, then a young Adelaide researcher, was fortunate enough to be sent there in the mid-1960s to take part in crash investigation.
Teams of trainers were sent out to various counties throughout the United States. And these trainers would train the police to record information on every 10th crash that resulted in somebody going to hospital. And they would go to the doctors at the hospital and train them on how to record injuries for this purpose. They gave the police cameras, which in the 1950s was quite remarkable. And in the life of that program, which ran until the late 60s, they investigated about 60,000 crashes in that way.
What were some of the main findings of the early United States crash investigations? What did they discover about injuries?
The most important thing they discovered was that if you got thrown out of the car, the risk of serious or fatal injury was increased greatly. And they were able to show that most people who got ejected from a car were ejected because the doors came open. And at that time, in the early to mid-1950s, the door latch on a car door was just like the door latch in a house. And if the body structure of the car was distorted or deformed in the crash, the doors just popped open. So quite a minor change was made to car door latches by including what the term is longitudinal restraint, but it meant that if the body of the car did distort and try to pull away from the door itself, the door latch was designed to resist this. And in the 1956 model year, all of the major car manufacturers in the United States change their door latches. And this has proved to be probably one of the major public health reforms of all time. It was hugely important, but an almost trivial change in car design.